Hello, everybody. Today, we will be talking about atoms and the atomic theory. Now, what is this atomic theory that I am talking about? Well, it all started with the Greek philosopher Democritus. Democritus? You know what? Look it up for yourself. But he is the one who presented the idea of the atom. Because before then, nobody really knew what things were made of. It was just sort of things existed. And then Dalton came around and created a model for this atom based off of some of some of his findings or ideas. And then Thomson, he came around and through using a cathode ray tube and a magnet, he discovered the electron. And this, of course, is a very important discovery for an atom as we know today. And then Rutherford came around and did the gold foil experiment, which led to the discovery of the nucleus of an atom, because before then, everybody thought that an atom was in a singular space. Like, think of an apple. For them, an atom was an apple, but now we know an atom is more like several apples in a big cloud. And then the Bohr model came around. And the Bohr model is the atomic model that we use today. And this model consists of the atomic structure we see today, and then you will learn in your chemistry class or, you know, any other science class that you happen to be taking. And this atomic structure consists of neutrons and protons together in a nucleus with a large or small electron cloud surrounding it. And out of all this atomic and all that talk, we have to go back to the idea of science itself. Now, think of all of the things you know today. Most of that comes from science. Before science, or some of the stuff we have discovered now, people thought that things were caused by supernatural beings, or witches, or supernatural events caused by the water god, or whatever. And so the discovery of so many things through science has changed our lives. It is how you are listening to my voice in the beginning. So, we have to appreciate how strong the ideas of science actually are. And the scientific process has strengthened society. How would the scientific process strengthen society, you ask? Think of your science experiment that you do from, like, fourth grade into high school. And that process of you discovering and all that, it would change a lot of things. And think about this very heavy, heavy subject, politics. Nobody wants to talk about them. I don't even want to be talking about them, but we need to discuss them. All of the political ideas should have, all of your political ideas, I should say, should be based off of scientific ideas, or at least based around them. I mean, you can't say your opinions are based off of how an atom is structured, but you can base it off of, like, how population works. You know, studies like that. You need to think about those studies instead of random babble that some news article you read said. Now, those ideas are so much stronger and so much more important than that fake news article about how the earth is now flat. You know, that kind of stuff, not true. And we need to think about the truth.